A good example is Gordon, who worked together with Selma on a variety of projects. When Selma asked Gordon to undertake a certain task necessary for their project, he always complied. However, when he would ask her to do a project-related task, she would usually respond by sighing and rolling her eyes and shaking her head. Gordon was worried about the quality of their work and did not want to be in conflict with Selma, so he often did more than his share. He also decided that he was asking too much of Selma, particularly since she was recently divorced and trying to adjust to being a single parent. In addition, he thought, she'd been at the company longer, so he needed to prove his willingness to go the extra mile. Gordon surrendered to Selma when she acted irritated with him for asking her to do her share of project tasks. He not only gave in to her message that she did not want to do her part, he also blamed himself for demanding too much of her, even though Selma was taking advantage of him. Many of us make excuses for coworkers, friends, or family members who treat us rudely, rationalizing as to why they are in a bad mood, as if we are doing them a favor by allowing them to treat us poorly. Gordon didn't even realize he was surrendering. He simply thought he was making the choice to be a good team partner and make sure the job got done well. After Gordon realized that he was taking too much of Selma's share of the workload and his exhaustion was causing problems at home, he decided to talk to her. The next time they met, he asked, "Do you believe I am doing more than my share on the projects we have worked on?" Selma took a deep breath and replied, "Yes, I've been feeling very guilty about it." Gordon said his eyes almost popped out. He had fully expected her to retort, "No, what's your problem?" Because of the irritation she had shown whenever he talked with her about project tasks, he did not believe she would admit or even care that he was doing more work. Having been asked a direct question in a non-threatening way, she took more responsibility for her behavior. In asking her to address this issue directly, Gordon also demonstrated more willingness to hold her accountable for not sharing the workload equally. If Gordon's question had been intended to get Selma to admit that he was doing more work than she was, it would have been entrapping. Instead, the sincerity of his question drew out Selma's honest answer. After Selma acknowledged that she wasn't carrying her share of the workload on their joint projects and had been feeling guilty about it, Gordon went on to tell her about his own reactions. He described not only his frustration with her, but also his concern for her struggle as a single parent. He shared his reluctance to ask too much of her, his subsequent awareness that he was burning out, and his decision to talk to her once he realized how his marriage was being adversely affected. Selma was very moved by everything that he said. When we balance the expression of our vulnerability with direct observations about others, they often find it easier to hear us. They sense such statements are not designed to control their response and recognize our integrity in expressing our own experience.